Hey everybody, and welcome to another episode of SideQuest. My name is Joey, and I am your GM for the evening. Well, I suppose that's not true for this evening. Instead of our typical episode this week, we'll be joining Dr. Cogsbuckle, Din, and Boulder, pre-Monolith, as they play a little tabletop game you might recognize. Past that, I honestly have no idea what I or all of you are in for in this episode, as I'm intentionally recording this intro prior to listening to the craziness that I know is about to happen. So let's take a collective deep breath and enjoy this week's special Dungeons & Dragons episode of SideQuest.
Thanks for joining me tonight, fellas.
Yeah, Boulder. What are these dice? What's this about?
Yes, it's called Dragons and Dungeons, and it's a tabletop game. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. It's just you said, look, I don't normally participate on Debauchery Tuesday, so whatever you and Doc had going, that's fine. You kind of surprised me there for a second.
Well, no, technically he's on Debauchery's. Well, we won't talk about that because Doc's always told me rule one of Debauchery's Tuesdays is not talk about Debauchery's Tuesdays.
Yes, Boulder. Yes. No need to talk about Debauchery Tuesdays. Din, I've sent you multiple WAD invites, but I've never heard anything back.
That's kind of my bad, Doc. I mean, I'm normally a little busy with other stuff. You understand. I'll get around to it one day.
Is that a plate of cheese, Din?
Yeah, you want them?
Yes, actually. Oh my god.
I'm so good.
What kind of cheese is this?
I don't know. Rapway found it, so.
Boulder, I thought you were lactose intolerant.
I am, Stocks. Really bad.
Well, this should be pleasant.
So anyways, I was introduced to this by, all our favorite students is Drunken Stumps. Him and his friends, well, they partake in, let's just say the cabbage, and then they play this, and they say it's a pretty far out games. So I figured, why not introduce the Docs and Dens to it, where we could take ourselves and transport ourselves to fantasy worlds.
I'm down with that. That sounds pretty cool.
Yes, let's get this over with, Boulder.
All right, so I had you guys, I sent you some DFPs on your WADs, and it was all the books. Did you guys make your characters?
I think so.
I did, yes.
All right, Docs, what are you playing tonight?
Well, I hit the random button. So I am playing a hill dwarf paladin named Deborah.
Did you say your name was Deborah?
That's awesome.
Yes, Deborah. This is the name that the random generator chose, and I thought it was spectacular. Deborah, the Hill Dwarf Paladin.
What's her backstory, Stocks?
Well, Boulder, I didn't get that deep into it. I have no idea what her backstory is, but if I have to give you one, she is a lone, entrepreneurish paladin, like myself.
Uh-huh.
I don't claim to be a paladin, but I am definitely a entrepreneur of sorts.
I agree, Stock. You have that entrepreneurial spirit, and we all appreciate it. Dens, what you brings to the table tonight?
I'm trying to find something that matches my denality. I'm trying to coin a phrase, but it's not really something that really reflects me, you know? So I went with a Goliath. Barbarian. Sorry, don't know why I stumbled on that word.
Oh, cool. I mean, I would say it's your dendum. Dendums. Anyways, so you chose a giant's barbarians. So, I mean, you know, Dens, I know your anger knows no depths, but You know, Goliaths are like 7 feet tall. I'm almost a Goliath.
Yeah, I know.
And you're like, well, average is Zuten.
What's your point?
I mean, if you were trying to capture Zutenality, I mean, you figured you would have went with like a human race cars driver.
I mean, I was told I could multi-class. Could I not do that still, or?
I don't know. I mean, it just depends. I mean, we got that big thing coming up, and I just kind of wanted to share this moments with you guys, just in case, you know, we dies.
No, I mean, I get it, but, you know, I don't think we're gonna die. It's not like anything's gonna happen, like, when someone close to us betrays us or anything like that. That would just be, that'd be silly.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, some people call that foreshadowings, or...
Why do you have foreshadows?
I think the sun's above me's.
Oh, so it's doing that cool, like, T or the plus pose thingy under you? That's pretty rad.
Like they do in the Theft Autos of Grand.
Like it. Yeah.
Messes up.
Yeah. I love that game.
Yeah. So anyways, I guess I tried to get the Rats Boys to play, but he said he's busy. But he said he'd bring us some drinks and some foods later on. So maybe we'll see him for snacks. So let's get right into the Dragons and Dungeons, boys.
Yes, of course.
It's a dark, warm night in the middle of Silver Havens. Silver Havens is celebrating the centennial of their creations of their towns. They normally has a little small festivals and all sorts of fun games like Bobbins for Apples and Pin the Tail on the Donkeys and other stuffs too, but Balder really couldn't think about it, so I didn't put really more into the story. But you know, I also thought, Balder, what kind of games do you likes? And then I was going to put goldfishes in there, but then I didn't want to create an emotional thing for myself. And then I was like, well, they wouldn't have video games in a fantasies world, so I can't really put the Autos of Theft Grand in theirs either. So then I thought, what would they do at a party celebrating their centennials? So I said, oh, Bobbin for Apples and Pin the Tails on the Donkeys. So that's why they're doing that. Whilst you're milling about the parties from your own different backgrounds, as one being a dwarf and one being a Goliath, you hear a voice raise above the crowd on the stage where peoples were doing dances. And it says, welcome to Silver Haven. Our glorious centennial is upon us. Thank you, townspeople, for a great city. Tonight, have your festivities and love one another, for tomorrow, we will continue our happy little town, and definitely nothing bad will happen. Just as the man in his robe says that, you hear a terrible screams come from out of nowhere. And I would normally scream here, boys, but I don't want to scare the kids in the towns. So just imagine you hear us a scream.
It's crazy.
So anyways, to continue reading my little things I wrote here, after the screamses breaks out of nowhere come a bunch of little green menses, and they're all little goblinses because you're adventurers and you've seen goblinses before. And in this book it says that now that combat is upon us, you must roll for initiative.
So I roll these things, right?
Yeah, you roll the one that has, it's the biggest one.
Okay.
And it should have 20 on it somewhere.
Okay.
And then on your sheets and your wads, it should say initiative.
Okay. 19.
Boulder, my initiative only says +1. I feel like it must be much higher than this.
Well, Docs, it's all dependent on how you put your characters together. But if you think about it this way, you're a business person who's also a paladin, so maybe you're not very, like, ready for combats all the time. You're thinking about how to make some money or take monies away from other people's, even though that's kind of, like, not paladin-y, but, you know.
Yes, of course. I'm not much of a combatant, as I'm sure you've noticed in the previous, interactions. Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and roll this dice that says 20 here. Drats, this is a 10 plus a 1.
Alright, so the docs is, I'm gonna put this down in my wads real quick. I'm gonna roll the initiatives for the goblins is now. Okay. So it's going to go Docks, and then Dens, and then the Goblins. Wait, I mixed that up. Den and Docks. My bad.
Okay, how many Goblins is there? By the way, is there supposed to be like a screen I'm supposed to be looking at, or like, what am I, how do I?
Oh, Oh, just and then Balder stands up and he walks around the table and he rolls out like a roll of paper in the middle of the table, and it's a little town like recreated with popsicle sticks that he has somehow rolled up in the map. And then there's a little grid pattern, and then he pulls out little pushed together little clay figures that are goblins, and then one that looks strangely perfectly like Din and one that strangely looks perfectly like Doc.
Balder, when did you do this?
Just last night's. I didn't sleep much.
It's really good, Balder.
Sometimes I'm artistics.
Balder, before we get into this action, might I suggest we introduce ourselves? I don't know who this man is that I'm fighting next to.
Well, Docs, so my plans is, you know, because I'm the masters of this dungeons, and the dragon's dungeons, and I thought, you'll fight the evil goblins off, and then you'll look at each other's, and you'll be like, hey, this person's is pretty strong. Maybe we could build a ragtag group of peoples who could accomplish great feats, and sometimes, you know, have these precarious situations is where we don't know how we're going to get out, but we end up getting out, you know?
I see. Yes, of course, I see. Okay. I like this idea, Boulder. I like this idea. All right. Good. Carry on. I'm sorry to interrupt.
All right. So back to the games. Also, if you don't mind, try your best to use a voice for your characters. You know how I did the guys on stage? Could you tell us was the Boulders?
No? You were practicing that voice?
Little bits.
That's pretty good.
So anyways, you hear the terrible screams and you see little green men. And the goblins. And so, right now, you can see twos on the same street, and they're currently swinging big swords at a horse that they've already killed.
I'm going to walk up with my bigger axe, and I'm going to kill them.
Well, all right, so Dins, your little figures, if you see, you're currently fives. Oh, each square is 5 feet, so fives. 10s, 15s, 20s. You're 20 feet away, so you have to move.
Okay.
So you have to take your moves action.
Okay.
And on your sheet, it should say how far as you can move.
Okay. It's 40.
Oh, okay. So you could definitely reach this. So you'll have to walk up to them, and then you'll have to tell me goblin number one or goblin number two. You have to fight some individually.
Okay. I guess whatever one's closest to me, I guess. Well, this one's what the number one, I guess.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
That's if the way where you're sitting.
Yes.
The one on my end, Balder holds his hand up. On my's right, your, and he holds his hands up again, but he turns around. Your left's
okay.
Is going to be numbers ones, and then number twos is going to be, and he holds up his hands again. The one on my left's, and then he turns around again and goes, your right's.
Okay. Then I'm going to go after number two. So how do I kill them?
Okay, so it's that big dice you rolled before.
Okay.
You're going to roll it again, and then you're going to add your proficiencies bonus and your strength bonuses, because you're using a two-handed axe, I'm assuming?
Yeah. That's an 8. Then I got to add 3. That's 11. And then I add another 3. It's a 14. Does that kill them?
Oh, well, it doesn't kill them, but it hits them. So now, on your weapons, it should say 1 and then a little D and then a number. What does it say?
It says 12.
Okay, so the 12-sided dice is, and he rummages through his little dice box and he pulls out a D12. It should look like this is.
Okay. 4.
And then you add your strengths to it.
That's 4. Total 4.
So you hit him for 4? All right. So tell me what it looks like. He's still alive, but he's not. He hurt him really bad.
Okay. So I ran up to him, all big and scary. And then I was like, I'm going to get you. And then I slugs at him with my big old axe. And I was like, hi-ya! And then I came down, like, at his head.
Well, as the axe is coming down at his head, he's like, he screams, and his little high-pitched goblin screams, and he kind of moves to the side, but you still bury it in his shoulder.
Ah.
And you can tell you did a lot of damages to him, but he's still looking at you pretty mad, and now his little buddy beside him is screaming at you in a language you don't understand.
That's crazy. So I guess I'm going to swing at him again.
Do you have multiple attacks?
I do. It says attacks per action, 2.
Oh, wow. Dins, have you played Dragons and Dungeons before? You're telling me you did?
No, I just ran through the book. I just clicked through a bunch of stuff that looked cool.
Oh, well, I didn't even know that you could attack multiple times. Drunken Stump told me you could only attack once this per turn.
I mean, I don't have to. I mean, you know more than me, Boulder. I don't know if I'm doing this right.
Clearly, I should have read the books, because I thought this was pretty much just, you know, like rolling dice and hitting stuff. But if, like, you could, I mean, next thing you know, you're going to tell me there's magic.
So I'm going to go ahead and roll and ignore that part. Uh-oh. 3 plus 3 is 6. Plus another 6 is 12.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, Zins, you don't hit.
Darn it!
All right, well, is there anything else he wants to do?
Well, what else can I do?
I think there's something like bonus actions or reactions is like talking.
Okay, I guess, I don't know, it's something about rage? What does that mean?
I think when Drunken Stumps was explaining it to me, your character gets really mad and stuff happens.
Oh! Well, since I couldn't hit that guy, yeah, I guess I get mad at that, right?
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to get mad. Ah!
All right, so make sure you look at your sheets, because I think you add stuff to it. And then while you're doing the ads and Doc, it's your turns.
Ah, fantastic. It was intense, yes. That was very intense. I am going to attack the second one, the same one that Din over here attacked. I'm going to use Sacred Flame. It's an evocation cantrip.
What's a cantrip, Stark?
What are we tripping, and why is it a can?
I don't understand this. It says, flame-like radiance descends on a creature that you can see within range. This has a 60-foot range. The target must succeed on a dexterity saving throw or take 1d8 radiant damage. The target gains no benefit from cover for this saving throw.
I guess there is magic.
Yes, I am a magical paladin.
Okay, so what is it, a dexterity saving throws?
Yes, I get to roll what it says, a 2d8 damage. I'm assuming the d8 is a dice.
Yeah, and the Baldur's gonna sort through his dice tray again and pull up a d8. And this one's dark. It looks kind of like a diamond's.
I'm going to go ahead and roll my 2d8s, Boulder.
All right, go ahead, Ducks.
This is an 8.
Not bad, Stock. So now the Goblins is gonna make his dexterity saving throw. And that's a 6. Does he succeed or fails? What's your saves? It should say on your wad.
Yes. It says attack / save, dex 13.
Oh, so he fails, so he takes full damages.
Aha!
How do you want it to look, Doc? Because he dies. This is a game of imaginations, so you can explain it however you want.
I, Deborah, call forth the flame-like radiance that descends on the whatever this creature is and pummels him into the ground, destroys him. He evaporates into dust, flies off with the wind, the conveniently placed breeze that blows through the town.
That was awesome!
Oh, Doc, that was fantastic. I mean, you really have a knack for this.
I know, I know. That was my many acting shenanigans that I've performed here at the school.
All right, Dins. It's the Goblin's turns.
Okay.
And he's gonna squeal at you in his goblin language. And then he seems pretty pissed because you just hit his friend and then his friend exploded. So he thinks you're some kind of crazy, powerful person because he doesn't have the brains to realize that Deborah's behind you was the one that killed his friend. So he's going to use his horse chopper and he's going to hit you with it.
Okay.
Oh, noes. Does an 18 hit then?
How do I know that?
So on your PDF or your FD, your DSFP on your wads, it should have your character sheets. It should say AC or armors class.
Yep. No, that hits that.
What's your ACs?
A 13.
Oh no. Okay, so he's gonna hit you with his horse choppers, and he can roll a D6 to do that. So it's 4 plus 2s. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4. Plus 2 more. 1, 2. And now I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I have 6 fingers up, so that's 6 damage.
Okay.
So now as you take your HPs, and then you just, you can write down however you want it, like little tally marks, or you could subtract it with your brains.
Okay.
All right. And then he's going to look at you after hitting you in the legs with the horse chopper, and he's like, ha-ha. You know, you could tell in his eyes that he thinks he's better than you.
I'm going to swing at Mr. I think I'm better than everyone. Probably miss. And the thirteen.
13s, that hits.
Okay. All right, that's a 5 on that. So 10.
The 10's damages. So after he looks at you and he's like, I'm better than you in his brains, suddenly he feels kind of weird because he's like, I'm better than you. But then he looks down and the axe is stuck in the horse carts beside him. And he, under the edge, he sees his body fall forward. But he's still sitting in the same spots.
Haha, I'm better than you.
Because you chopped off his head.
I win.
Yeah, he chops off his head.
That's awesome.
I was hoping really for more of a cool reaction, but, you know, maybe Drunkenstump's way better at this. Maybe, you know, there was a lot of smoke in the room, and, like, I felt funnies, but, like, he was really descriptive with the blood and the guts.
No, you're doing fine, I think.
Oh, well, thanks. Anyways, so that went way better than I anticipated, boys. Congratulations. You beat your first encounters.
Wonderful. Thank you, Boulder. I guess that's all for the game, isn't it?
No, Doc. This is an adventure. So, like, unlike ours, where, like, we normally get some, like, 1 to 2 fights, and we kind of take a break for a week, and then we come back and get into another fights. This keeps going until, like, you know, I got plans to be here for at least another 30, 45 minutes.
Mm.
So we go to the next level?
No, you got XPs, though. You got 100 XPs, but that's not enough to levels.
Okay.
When you guys get done fighting and Den's character unlodges his axe from the horse carts, you're approached by the man who was on the stage, and he says, thank you so much for saving our town. We were worried that the goblins would come in here and shake up the festival. They kind of do it every year, but this time it was a little different. They were more organized, but luckily we had our town's guard and you fine heroes.
You're welcome.
Yeah, this is the parts where you guys pretend like I'm the mains and then you guys are your characters, so you talk backs to me.
Thank you? How does this work? Because you're still Boulder.
No, it's like, imagine I'm the town's guy. Like, you know how nights you're dreaming, and, like, sometimes when you're asleep, like, I hear you screaming, you're racing against, and, like, it's very, like, real, you know, but you're asleep? Imagine it's like that. Like, you're not Dens. You're actually, well, you didn't tell me your character's name.
It's Mogar.
Okay, so you're not Dens. You're actually Mogar's. And, like, Doc is actually Deborah's. Yeah, thanks for saving our town.
No
problem.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So, I would ask of you, possibly, to join me in the gathering hall with our head of security / town. Boldus doesn't know the words. What's the NHFP? Like, they're like the protectorate force, but like...
The police?
Yeah, thank you. Join us in our gathering hall with the head of our police force, and we can talk to you about an opportunity to help stop the goblin raiding for good.
Well, I think this was kind of a one-time thing. Is there any compensation you can guarantee us?
Oh, yes. We'll go ahead and compensate you, and he pulls out a little purse, and he jiggles around in the bags, and he pulls out a gold piece and hands it out to use, and then he slides his finger in 2 gold pieces.
Fantastic, yes. That is,
Boulder, what's gold?
So, you know, Boulder's gonna pull out a bag of rings he has from people. And he's gonna fish one out, and he pulls out a wedding ring with a finger still in it, like this.
Oh, okay. So like the metal. Sorry, I didn't know if, like, gold meant something else in their time and not, you know, useless here.
Yeah, no, they use gold coins as monies instead of corpos and scratch.
Oh.
Like, precious metals, how they're useless is here. In this fantasy world, they're valuables.
Oh.
So if we keep on this trajectory, we can make lots of gold.
Yeah, Docs.
Wonderful.
So So I'm going to go back to the townsperson now, so that you're not confused, because I know that, like, my voice is confused. Anyway, he pulls out another 2 gold coins and hands them over to Yuzdens. He goes, thank you so much for helping our town.
Yeah, no problem. He's just going to stare at the gold.
Okay. If you follow me, I'll show you the gathering hall. And he turns around and walks. This is where you guys let me know if you follow him or not.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Yes, yes, I do. Let's get this on.
Well, you guys follows him to the gathering halls, and he opens the door and lets you guys go in first, and then closes the door behind him and bars it. He takes you to the tables where all sorts of people in nice shiny armors and they have on armors and tabards and shiny, and they look like lots of lances, you know, and Arthur the King and... You know those stories?
Yeah.
They look like those people's.
Oh.
The town guards, when you guys get settled in, goes, all right, we're having a problem with goblins here. I don't know why he sounds like a crappy Australian, but he does. We've recently found out that there's possibly a small horde of a teenager. teenager dragon. You know, 50, 60 years old. Not that old for a dragon. And he's using his abilities, because dragons can talk with their minds to people, to tell the goblins to come out and gather our precious valuables and bring them back to his hold.
Boulder, I must know more about this dragon.
Well, Docs, do me a favor and roll a d20 and add your histories or your natures to it.
Well, this is a 6+1. This is very unfortunate, considering this is out of 20.
So, Doc, all you can really remember is that a gold's dragon is supposed to be good. They're one of the metallics and chromatics dragons. They should be the most powerful of all the chromatics and metallic dragons. And they like fire. But you can't really remember much else that they're supposed to be goods. Oh, sorry, I didn't explain the alignments to
you. Alright, well, while you tell him that, you go ahead. I'll chime back in. I gotta go to the bathroom. Okay, I'll be right back, guys. Just keep on talking. It's fine. It's fine. I'll be right back. I promise. I swear. I'll be right back.
Anyways, Docs, there's alignments in this game. So there's goods, there's neutrals, and then there's evils. So the way I like to think it is... So, Lost Cats is good. We would be considered as neutral. And, well, let's be honest, Rick Flores and Nelson's, they're evils.
Yes, well, that's pretty bad.
There's also different ones like Lawfuls. So, Lawfuls, they follow rules. And then there's just neutrals. So, there's like true neutrals. So, that just means they have no like laws or anything. You know, they're just neutral people kind of looking out for themselves. And then good people who are just good to be goods, you know. And then evil people who are just evils to be evil. And then there's chaotics. So I would say we're more as chaotics neutral. And then Rick Flores is kind of chaotics evil. And then there's chaotic goods. You know, I think Dens would be considered a chaotic.
Yeah, I like that. I can see that. Oh, hello, Den. Welcome back.
Oh, hey, Dens, welcome back. Did you?
Yeah, sorry, I was trying to come back because you were really deep in concentration. My bad.
Did you wash your hands?
Of course.
Okay, because, I mean, you just borrowed my dice and I just hit more pee-pee hands.
Yeah, then, yes.
Pee-pee hands.
Yes.
Okay.
Go on.
Yeah, that's the alignments. So, based on that, you should realize that gold dragons are normally goods. So, it's kind of weird to hear that a... youngster, because so dragons, well, I can't explain that because your characters just wouldn't know it, but I really want to tell you how it works because it's really interesting.
I mean, you could tell us, but our characters don't have to know. Isn't that the whole thing about roleplaying? It's like we say with like a different voice and like go through a story that's like pre-prepared through someone else's mind.
Yeah, but the problem is sometimes people get accused of what they call meat gaming, and I don't know what the meat's about. But from what I understand, like, it's them using outside knowledges to gain advantages and, you know, stuff like this, you know, like how we do it. We kind of do it by the cuff of our pants. You know, we kind of make a little bit of a plan, but like, it's like what A and B or sorry, no, not A and B, what A and Z should be in the alphabets, and then B through A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, P, Q, R, X, T, V, W, X, Y. So B through Y are random. You know, it's just kind of flying by the pants of your seat, you know?
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I mean, you ain't got to tell us. I mean, I'm sure we'll figure it out in a minute.
Actually, do me a favor, Zden. You do a nature's roll.
Okay. Well, so if it's a minus one, I take away from it, right?
Yes.
A 17.
You remembers when he said a teenager's dragon. You speak up when he says that. Or you want to speak up. You keep, sorry, I can't make choices for you. But
Bogar raises his hand.
Yeah. You now know that young, it's a teenager dragon. Tell him it's, if it's 50 or 60 years old, it's a young dragon.
Yeah, that it's a young dragon, not a teenage dragon.
Pushing Sorry. Juvenile.
Pushing Genovely.
Genovely. Right. So, we're dealing with a juvenile, thank you, sir. Gold dragon.
Mogar's gonna finger gun at him.
The policeman says, right, so, we're gonna send a group of adventurers after this gold dragon. We're gonna offer them not only a few acres of land and some cattle to take care of said land and offer and citizenship and the key to the city to leave and go as they want and please, but we also will be offering 5,000 gold to the people who bring an end to this gold dragon.
Well, you had me at 5,000 gold, sir.
Right, so we've got one so far.
Bogar raises his hand again.
Yeah, I volunteer as well.
Right, so we've got two. Anyone else? Okay, I guess they'll do it themselves.
Throw forward.
So after that, the policeman walks over with the guys from the stage and they hand you a scrolls. And he says, right, when you get it done, just bring us, I don't know, proof, a head, guts, a drawing of a dead dragon, I don't know. Or you can come find us once you found the lair and killed it and take us to it. If you sign here, and he holds out a little piece of paper, it agrees to the contract that if you die, your family can't get mad at us.
Oh, okay. Well, sure. I'll sign here.
Yeah, right by the yellow circle.
By the red triangle?
No, that's actually for the big guy. You're the yellow circle.
Oh, the yellow circle. Okay. Okay. I signed my name.
Deborah, the hill dwarf. That's really your last name, the hill dwarf?
Yes, that's my name. It's Deborah, the hill dwarf.
And you're actually a hill dwarf?
Yes.
Shouldn't your name be like Sweeping Meadow or Iron Grass or something?
No, my name's Deborah. Is this a problem?
No, I just never really met a hill dwarf without some sort of like metal or stone theme and nature together, like, you know, stone bark or powerful mountain or something. Anyway.
Well, I was adopted. This is the name my adopted dwarf parents, my adopted hill dwarf parents gave me. I am Deborah the hill dwarf.
All right, then. I mean, a little bit of backstory I didn't care much to hear about, but...
Well, I just thought I would elaborate a little bit on my backstory for you. I feel like that's really important when you first meet somebody.
I mean, yeah, I agree. You know, me personally, I like to tell people a lot about myself when I first meet them, but tends to, it also pushes people away. They don't want to be my friend anymore.
Am I pushing you away? Do you not want to be friends with me anymore?
No, I was just agreeing that, like, you know, I took this woman out to, like, dinner and a show one time, and I told her I still lived with my mom. And
yeah, I don't really... That's cool. Thank you.
Okay. Big man, so sign your name or your ex here, if you can read and write.
He does. He takes the pen and he kind of just, like, stabs it really hard to make, like, a big old big blotch.
All right, well... The scroll is some intel. You can read it, and there's possible holes or hordes or whatever you want to call it that you can go to and figure out where the dragon is. Kill it. Come back here. Let us know. We'll find the body. You'll get your land. You'll get your gold. And we'll be safe from goblin attacks every year. And I mean, it is the 100-year celebration, so that's why we're being so nice and not actually sending out our soldiers to die and some strangers.
Wow, it's really convenient that we ended up here in the 100th anniversary celebration.
Yeah, it's almost like the guy writing it really thought it out and planned
it. Yeah, it's really convenient storytelling.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like when you play tabletop board games about stuff in the future with your friends, and, you know, they always their family's being murdered or something, you know?
Yeah.
No one's ever, like, just a simple traitor from space, you know?
What is space?
This is getting way too meta. This is getting way too meta.
I don't really know. It's something some writer came up with. He was.
That's okay. You don't have to tell us. Yeah. So when do we just head out now or?
Yeah, I mean, really, kind of wasting time. I mean, you know, it was not time when you guys came in here and the sun's starting to come up. You know, we were just starting to celebrate. So, I mean, technically, the centennial's already passed. It's the day after. But, you know, since it was ruined, we'll have another celebration tonight while you guys go and possibly get burned to death by a dragon.
Okay, fantastic. That sounds great.
Okay.
Somebody, open the door and let him out. So, anyways, you guys heads to the doors?
Yes, I head to the door, Boulder.
Good role plays there, Docs. You really got in touch with the policemans.
Yes, it was quite the interaction, I should say so much.
Yeah, that was crazy. It's almost like that almost got turned into an infinite loop.
Yeah, it was really scary. It's like, getting a little indigestions.
Rat boys, bring those drinks you offered earlier.
Give me just a second.
Please.
Sparkling water, Rat Boy, per usual.
I really wonder where his Rat Boys is.
Sorry, Boulder, I'm here. I dropped the drinks a few times and had to scoop them back into the cups.
Oh, Rat Boys, thank you. Did you hear the Doc's orders for sparkling waters?
No, yeah, I heard him, Boulder. Doc, I got it right here. Here you go. Yeah, try not to... I know it kind of looks a little funny. It's colored a little weird. Don't think about it. It still tastes good. Probably. Need anything else from me, Doc?
No, that's it, Rat Boy. I'm good. I'm good.
Oh, okay, cool. Hey, Dan, you need anything, or are you good?
No, I'm good. I appreciate it, bud.
Yeah, no, you know it's no problem. I was on my way back from the bathroom anyway, so... what are you guys doing?
Boulder's teaching us how to... go through dungeon... dragon... I don't know.
Dragons and dungeons, Rat Boy.
That...
Oh, nice. I love D&D. Yeah, I used to actually DM all the time for Drunken Stump and a few of the other kids at the school, but then Drunken Stump stole my books, and he and, you know, Treebark started playing their own games with imaginative aiding substances, I guess is the best way to put it.
Yeah, you should probably stay away from that, Rat Boy.
Did they bring that into my school again?
Oh, yeah, Doc. I told you they bring it into the school all the time, but you just said it's boys being boys.
That's supposed to be an impression of me, Rat Boy.
Yeah, boss, I've been working on it. What do you think?
I don't know, Din, what did you think?
I mean, he does spend a lot of time around you, but, I mean, it's almost there, Rat Boy.
Okay, yes, it's almost there. Keep working on it.
Yeah, no, I will do, boss. Boulder, you need anything else, or are you good?
Those rats, boy. Thank you for the waters. I would have invited you to play, but you said you were busy with something down in the caves, something for dens, but then when I asked you questions about it, you didn't say anything else.
No, I definitely didn't say anything like that, Boulder. And then I look over at Den with my eyes wide.
With Boulder's head turned, Den's gonna do, like, the chop at the neck thing of, like, don't say anything else, just take off, it's fine.
Alright, I'm gonna go. Catch you guys later.
Thanks, Rat Boy!
Doc, you're not gonna say anything to Rat Boy?
It's to be expected.
Wow, Docs, that was kind of rude.
We are busy on our adventure, Boulder.
That's true, Docs. Back to the adventures. All right, so you crack open the scroll. Can one of you read?
What do I need to do to read?
I mean, what's your intelligence?
-1.
Okay, so you probably can't read. What about you, Doc?
Yes, of course I can read.
No, your character's not used, Doc.
Well, what traits do I need to be able to read?
Your intelligence, Doc.
Yes, of course. Well, I'm very intelligent. I have a 13.
Right. Those. You crack go. Ugh. Excuse me. I almost said crap open. You crack open the scrolls. You begin to read it?
Yes.
So it says, it lies beyond the forests to the north. There's a stinky hole in the middle of the swamps past the forest. That's where the dragon's mane lies.
Did it really say stinky hole?
I mean, it's on my paper.
Okay.
Stinky holes, did you hear the stinky holes?
It's pretty good, Bobby.
Anyways, alright, so do you tell the big guys? Because he can't read, Stark. You'd have to read the scrolls to him.
I know not of this person, big man.
The big big guy with the axe that you and him were supposed to go hunt the dragon.
Yes, we have not formally met, though.
Well, you could both agreed to go hunt the dragon.
I must meet this man before I had agreed to go on adventure. I assume this was a solo mission.
And introduce yourself, Doc.
Hi, I'm Deborah.
Hello, I am Bogar.
Bogar, it's nice to meet you. Are you going to go on this dragon hunting adventure with me?
Yes, I would like to help.
Wonderful, Boulder. We have met each other, and we are willing to go on the dragon adventure together.
I mean, Docs, you made fast friends with Mogar. I'm proud of Deborah.
I did, yes. It was great, 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 great.
Mogar, this scroll says this is at a smelly hole over in the valley.
Yeah, does it really say smelly hole?
Yeah, it says smelly hole.
All right, well, I guess we'll go to the smelly hole then.
Right, well, let's go, Bogar, on our adventure to kill the dragon and get our 5,000 gold.
Okie dokie.
Wow, Docs, I've got to say, yous and Dens are knocking it out of the park with the roles play. I see why now you're usually the lead role in all the kids, you know, plays. Like, none of the kids can act like you.
Yes, well, I am the top performing thespian at the school.
What's a thespian?
A thespian is an actor, performer of arts, as myself.
Oh, okay.
I thought those were called screen actors.
Anyway, let's move on to the story. We have to go kill this dragon.
So anyways, you guys find yourselves at the north edge of towns, and you're approached by one of the constables of the polices, and he says, they told me to give you these horses for your travels.
Wow, thanks. This is great. Bogar, do you want the white one or the brown one?
Whichever one you don't want, Deborah.
I'll take the brown one.
Bogar will hop on the brown or the white one.
All right, so now you guys have horses and you ride off into the sunsets. Now, Docs, do me a favor. Get out two of these, and he holds up a D10. And rolls them. We're gonna roll a randoms encounter to see if you're ambushed on the roads to the swamp.
Oh, which one is the D10s?
And he holds up one of the D10s without the, you know, tens place. It's just the single number. It's like this, Docs.
Oh, that is the incorrect dice that I've rolled. This is a D100.
Well, no, that's perfect. That's what I wanted you to roll.
Ah, I see.
D100s.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
You did a good job.
I knew it the whole time.
I would count it on you, Doc. So you're riding along on your horses, and roll a perception check for me.
That was really good, Boulder.
Thank you.
Wow, these dice you give... Are these dice that you gave me rigged?
Maybe, Doc. They've been sitting in the back of my closets near the furnace.
Well, this is a 3+3. I have 3 perception, and I rolled it a 3.
Yeah, so that's... How much is that total, Doc?
It's 6, Boulder.
Dens, roll me a perceptions check.
Okay. It's 17.
Unbelievable.
Sorry, Doc.
As you're riding through the forests, all of a sudden, Deborah, you notice Mogar perk up and look into the forest. Mogar, you see 3 bandits standing there with face masks on with their bows drawn, ready to shoot you. What do you do?
I point at where they're at, and I go,
Deborah, look, bad guys.
Wow, Bogar, those look like bandits. We should probably... Should we interact with them?
Wow, Mogar, those look like bandits.
Yes, we should go interact with them.
Do we really need to, though? Could we easily avoid them by riding our horses around?
Could we do that, Boulder?
Well, as you guys are talking, suddenly you hear a thump noise, and Deborah, does a 13 hit your armor class?
Yes, a 13 does hit me.
Okay, Docs, you take 9 damages of piercing as a light crossbow bolt hits you in the middle of your arm.
Boulder, this is like real life. I'm always getting damaged.
Well, Docs, I hate to say it, but does a... Boulder laughs to himself after he opens his eyes wide, and he goes, Docs, does a 7 hit you?
No, a 7 does not hit me, Boulder.
Another, you hear a thump and then a man scream, but it also sounded like a crossbow exploding in his hand.
That's what it sounded like. Like an explosion. What?
Not like a... Not like... Not Not like an explosion we're used to, like a wood explosion, you know? And you hear guys screaming. But anyways, they're on to you, Doc. Mogar, Doc, roll for initiatives.
I rolled a 17, Boulder.
Nice, Docs.
Yes, this is the highest roll of the evening.
I rolled a 14.
Docs, it's your turns first. You've been shot in the arm, and there's three bandits around you. What do you do?
I'm going to use Sacred Flame on the far right. One moment while I roll my two d8s. This is a total of 6 damage.
All right, and then you said it's a dexterity, Doc?
Yes, a dex 13.
He rolls a 13, Doc, and he has a plus 1, so it's 14. So you see a puff of flame hit him in the shoulder, and he puts out the fire quickly. Then it's your turns. Number 3 has a bloody hand from the what you think is his crossbows exploding.
Okay, I'm gonna jump off my horse and kill number 2.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
Okay.
You don't even have to do mass. You hit him really hard.
And then I need to use the other dice.
Okay, Dins. You jump off your horse and make one giant leap towards him, and you bring your axe down and split him in twain. Well, that means 2 pieces.
Okay, cool. So he's dead, right?
Yeah, from his head to his crotch.
Can I, because I have 2 attacks, can I hit the guy with the bloody hand?
He's too far away, Din.
What about the one Doc hit?
He's too far away again unless you have reach.
What about if I threw something at him?
What are you going to throw at him?
I have a javelin.
Roll a d20s and then add your PD or FPDs. I can't remember what I called it. Your character sheet should say what bonuses he gets.
Okay.
Yeah, that hits.
Okay. Then I gotta use 8.
Oh my god. So, wow, Din. I'm gonna recap the whole thing for you so you can see it in your mind's eyes, okay?
Okay.
Mogar, really upset about his friend Deborah's getting shot, hops off the back of his horse, leaps one time, splits a man from his head to his groin in twain with his axe, turns his heel, whipping out a javelin and piercing the man through his chest and sticking him to a tree.
And then, because it's a free action, so I'm going to turn and then point menacingly at the guy that the Doc lit on fire, basically, and go, "You're next."
You hit the one that the Doc set on fire because the bloody hand was too far away.
Oh, then I point to that guy. "You're next."
And he'll say back, "Oh, I didn't mean it, sir, please. We were just trying to get a little food for our family, and my crossbow exploded and it blew off my fingers. I'm quite scared after you just decimated my 2 brothers really quickly. We just thought you were some innocent people we could take some gold from. We didn't mean it, sir, please. I have a family." And he's going to do what's called a double moves, and he's going to sprint a ways.
Yeah, that's right. You run away.
Now what?
Now you can go and loot the bodies because you just split a man's in half and pins the other one through his heart to a trees.
I'm going to go get my javelin back out of that body and then loot him. And then he's going to turn to Deborah and go, "If you'd like, you can see what's on that half and that half."
Wow, thank you. That's really kind. Wow, that was really crazy what you just did to those 2 men. Do you think you could teach me how to do that sometime? I've always wanted to know how to split a man in half and then pin one to a tree with a javelin.
Yeah, whenever we have time, I'd be happy to.
Wow, really cool. Well, I'm gonna go loot this body now.
Okay.
Cool.
So, Dins, on yours, once you get your javelin backs, you find a gold piece and a locket, or a pocket watch, rather. And when you open the pocket watch, it's got a hand-drawn picture, and it's of a man, a stick figure man's, and it said, "For Daddy, I love you."
He's gonna look really hard at it and go, "That's weird. I'm not a dad." And pocket it.
I'm not a dad. Okay. Ducks. Deborah walks over and rummages through the left half's pockets and finds a note and rummages through the other, and then there's a single gold piece and a half-eaten piece of trail jerkies.
Wow, just what I needed, a half-eaten piece of trail jerky and one piece of gold. Bogar, what did you get?
A piece of gold? He's gonna hold up the lock and go, a little watch thingy that said I'm a dad.
Wow, you're a dad? That's really cool.
I didn't think I was, but I guess I am now.
Ugh, surprises, man. And then I bite off a piece of my trail jerky.
Guess so. He's gonna go and hop back on his horse.
Is that what Deborah's does too, Dox?
Yes, Deborah jumps back on the horse and says, yeah, to the dragon.
Yeah, to the dragon.
And you both start riding. Stock, do you want to read the note?
Yes, I suppose I should read the note as well.
As you're riding along, Deborah opens the note, and the note reads, Dearest Hadrick, I really hope that you have a good day at banditing. I know that it's uncommon for a wife to support her husband's banditries, but ever since we lost little Timmy's to that well accident so many months ago, I've just given up on the hard life of farming, and banditry's the ways for me. I sure hope that you're safe out there. I packed your favorite trails jerky. Oh, and by the ways, I'm pregnant.
Holy crap, that kid got killed by a whale?
I know.
I shrug and throw the note. And finish the trail jerky.
All right, as you guys ride along, you start to notice the ground is becoming a little bit less sturdy and a little more swampy. So as you're riding along and you hear off to the side, you hear a bunch of chittering that sounds like those goblins that you fought.
I would like to try and blend in with the goblins. I use my disguise kit.
Tell me what that looks like.
It's basically an overcoat with a head that looks like a goblin with little attachable hands and feet.
Roll a disguise check.
This is a 5 plus 5, so I roll a 10.
All right, Doc, so you got your get up on. You're feeling pretty good about it. Mogars, you notice Deborah's putting on a disguise.
Oh, cool. I want to do what he's doing. Can I use my disguise kit and do it too?
Give me a deceptions roll.
11.
All right, so both of you put on your disguises, and you look at each other and say,
wow, that disguise looks really cool.
Thank you. Yours looks cool, too.
Thanks. We should have no problem getting to the dragon now.
Do you know how to speak goblin?
Kind of. Do you?
No.
I don't either. Let's continue on.
Okay.
You guys walk through the forest and you come up to a small camp full of goblins, and they all look at you, and one says something to you.
I'm gonna shrug.
Or the same one looks at Deborah's and says the same thing.
I point forward to the dragon's cave.
He says anything?
No, I just point forward.
He looks back at the caves and then looks at you and says something.
I nod yes.
And then it says something again and then shrugs and goes back to cooking its meal.
Wonderful. I look at Bogar.
Wow, these disguises. Wow, this is... I paid top dollar for this. It seems to be working.
You do a really good job.
Thanks, man. All right, let's head over to the dragon's cave.
Okie dokie.
So you guys walk up the paths, and at the gates, there's more goblins sitting there, but they're asleep, and they're not really paying attention. And as you guys walk in, you notice the cave smells like rotting corpses.
This sucks.
Yeah, it smells really bad in here. Like my adopted parents' house.
That's really sad. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. You get used to it after a while. Cool. Yeah, let's go ahead and head down to the dragon. I don't see anything of use in here.
Can you give me a perceptions check, both of yous, please?
Yes, of course, Boulder.
No problem.
Deborah and Mogars were talking to each other, and both of you turn to go forward, and at the same time you notice the sign on the wall that looks like a dragon's head painted on a board and an arrow pointing down the path to the right.
Mogar takes the sign off and keeps it.
Oh. All right, so you just stuff it in your backpacks?
Oh, he's just gonna hold it for now. Like, he tucks it under his arm.
So you're walking along the paths, and you're seeing all sorts of stuff strewn about, skeletons and animal heads and other stuff. And you pass by goblins, and they say stuff to you as you pass, and you just kind of wave, and they shrug and keep walking. And then you come up to a precarious pit with a log across it.
Boulder, does this, like, log look like it would move at all, or, like...
It looks like a bridge.
But, okay, so, like, if, say, I went, is there a chance I fall off, or does this look like a really sturdy bridge?
Well, I mean, it's sturdy. It's, like, logged in logged in place. It's like, in place between, like, other little logs. But, you know, you gotta roll, like, a balance, like a dexterity check to see if you maintain your balances.
Okay.
So roll a d20 and add your dexterity modifiers.
So it's just an 18.
As Mogar comes up to the logs, he looks back at Debra's and says,
I'll make sure it's safe to come across then.
Okay, that sounds good. Thank you for testing.
And Mogar walks across it easily, not even losing his balance at all. It looks like it's just flat lands. He just walks across it. And on the other side, he looks back to Debra and says,
Okay, you're good to go, I think.
Okay, cool. I'll be right over.
I walk across the log as well. Is a 13 plus my modifier, which is 1. So 14 total.
As you're crossing, Debra looks up to Mogar and smiles. Like, oh, I'm doing it. And then you look down and suddenly you're hit with a bout of vertigo and you start to lose your balance. Doc, make another dexterity saving throws.
Is a 16.
What happens is you get the bout of vertigos and you leans over like you're gonna fall, and then you stick one leg out and balance yourselves and straighten up, and then you make it to the other sides of the log.
Wow, Bogart, that was a close call. I almost fell.
I'm glad you composed yourself.
Yes, very lucky.
What now, Boulder?
So as you continues, you get closer and closer and you hear a deep breathing sound and it almost shakes the ground.
Well, I have to say, Boulder, I'm quite scared.
I know, it's terrifying, right, Doc?
Yes, it's quite terrifying. Oh my god, I just spoke like you. Okay, back into character.
So as you round the corners, you see a room filled with gold and paintings and all sorts of precious metals and jewels, rubies and sapphires and emeralds, and the whole room is sparkling. And lying in the middle of the pile is a gold dragon.
I look at Bogart.
Well, I guess we should start, I guess.
What did he say we had to do? Kill it?
That's what I gathered. And then bring something back to prove we killed it? Or bring them here to prove we killed it.
But what do you think we should do?
Do you think we should kill it?
I mean, I've never really killed a dragon before. Do you?
I've never done it before, but there's a first time for everything. We could talk to it. Maybe we can be friends.
Yeah, I think we should do that.
Bogar is gonna walk up to where the dragon is, I guess. You said it's sleeping, right?
Yeah.
Bogar is gonna gently tap it on its nose.
And as you gently tap it on its nose, its eyes just snaps open. And you hear a voice in your head and go, Who disturbs my sleep?
Bogar is gonna take the sign out from underneath his arm and point it towards the dragon and go, This you?
Yes. This is the sign for the goblins to know where my den is.
Great. Would it be better if you'd stopped sending the goblins to go hurt the village people and have them hurt the other bad people that's clearly infesting your forests around here?
The problem with the bad people is they don't have very many pieces of art. I find it within my lawful good nature to steal their things from my hoard.
Could I give you some art to leave them alone?
What kind of art?
He's gonna dig back in his bag and take out the pocket watch with a little picture of it that says Daddy and open it and go, See? Art.
This must have great sentimental value to you.
No.
Your child loves you a lot.
I'm confused by that. I don't have a child.
How did you come by this pocket watch with a child's drawing that says Daddy on it?
I found it in a pocket of another guy.
Did you steal this from his pocket?
Well, he was dead. He has no use for it.
Did you kill him?
Yes.
Murderer. And he's gonna take a deep breath in.
Well, to be fair, he attacked me and my friend first.
Did you trespass on his lands while he's continuing to breathe in?
No, sir. We were on the road to come see you, and he jumped out and shot things at me and my friend with what I was assuming his friends. They wanted to do bad stuff to us.
Sounds like a bandit.
Isn't that a bad guy?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a little less upset now, to be honest. I thought you guys were murderers. I mean, really, I'm going to be honest with you guys. Stealing from the townspeople is kind of beneath me, but these goblins really won't attack anywhere else. I'm kind of using them as a loophole to get things from my hoard.
So, there's no way you're going to stop?
I mean, the saying goes, you know, disregard wenches, gather doubloons, you know?
Okay, then. And he's going to walk back to Debra and go, I don't know if you heard any of that, but he said he's not really going to stop.
Boulder, did I hear any of that?
No, Docs. I think dragons can talk in people's minds. They're targeted what rate, so he was targeting Smogars.
I'm gonna walk up to the dragon.
And you hear a voice in your head go, "Who are you?"
Hi, I'm Deborah.
Hello, Deborah.
I'm a hill dwarf.
I'm Gold Dragon.
Yeah, I can see that. Very gold.
I have a generic name because Boulders didn't think about writing a names.
Could we... came here to kill you.
Kind of upsetting.
Can you be honest with me? Is it possible to kill you?
Yes.
How would we go about that?
You can fight me. I really only have 17 AC and 60 hit points.
Hey, Bogar, he said he only has 17 AC and 60 hit points. That's actually kind of a lot. Wow. What do you think, Bogar? I guess we don't really have any other choice but to kill him.
I mean, there is two of us and one of him, so...
That's true. The odds are stacked against you, Gold Dragon.
It's true. Self-preservation really isn't my thing, and...
I cast Sacred Flame.
Okay. I'll give you this one surprise shot. Oh, it fails the save.
12 radiant damage, Boulder.
That was Docs. So, roll initiatives, boys. Oh, Lord.
I got a 12. Got a 16, Boulder.
Got a 12, Boulder.
So, top of the combat's order, Dins goes first.
Okay, I've been preparing for this for apparently a long time. Instead of grabbing my axe, I'm gonna reach behind me for a thing that's been wrapped up in leather, and I'm gonna take out my anti-material rifle.
Dins, are you looking in a different books than the one that was labeled Dragons and Dungeons?
No, sir. I'm going off of what you sent me.
Let me see it. Boulder's gonna walk over and look at Dins' wad.
Okay, look. See? Anti-matter rifle, range 120 to 360.
Stupid. Dins, I sent you my own homebrews content. That doesn't count for this game's.
So I can't have the anti-material rifle?
No, not in this case. I'm sorry.
Wow, that really sets me back, seeing as how I took the gunner subclass, but okay.
You really took that?
Legitimately, okay, so out of character. You sent me this, and because I'm a gladiator, I get one unique weapon, and it shows anti-material rifle, las gun, everything. So I was like, that'll be funny, I'll take that. And then it's like, when we leveled to 5, I got to take a subclass, and I could pick gunner, which makes me proficient with firearms.
Oh my god, hang on. If that's in the book, bro, I gotta
it is! It's
up.
In the book! I wouldn't lie!
Oh man. Alright. Oh my god, I can't. It's 6d8 necrotic. Wow. I mean,
what you say goes. This is on
the
you, dog.
The problem is it's in the book. Wow. No, I wouldn't have made my own homebrews material if I didn't realize it was already in the books.
Well, I mean, I still got a hit, so. Hiya! That's a total of 10.
Okay, so yeah, you miss. Docs, you're up.
Well, what about my second attack?
Oh. Okay.
Yes, Boulder, don't forget about his second ability.
There we go.
God.
All right. Hey, Boulder, what happens when I roll a 20?
You double your dice damages because that's a critical hit, Dims.
Ah, that's crazy. That's
6d8 times 2.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Okay. So.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Loophole. So, Dins, wow.
So is that doubled or is that just normal damage?
That's doubled. So, as the dragon stands up and is prepared to fight back after getting hit with the radiance damage, Dins, you pull out your anti-matters rifles and squeeze off a rounds, and it misses. And then you squeeze off another rounds and you shoot the dragons right between the eyes, and he goes down like, well, a dragon-sized sack of potatoes.
Okay, Deborah, we did it. So let's take some stuff and go back to the village.
You guys just fill your bags with golds from the hoard and take pieces of arts that you like and stuff them in your backpacks. and then you grab, the head is small enough that Mogars can remove it and strap it to your bags.
Okay.
And then on your ways out, all the goblins are scared of you, and then you make it back to towns, and they're so thankful, and you get your acres of lands, and then 5,000 gold on top of the 25,000 golds you stuffed your pockets with, and backpacks, and you guys are riches and live happily ever afters.
Wow, Mogar, that was a great adventure.
Yes, I hope we get to do it again soon.
That was really impressive with that rifle.
I know, it's my first time using it. I guess I'll keep this one around.
I hope they send us on more adventures. Would you like to be friends?
Yes, I would love that.
Cool.
And that concludes our adventures. How'd you like Stock, Dins?
That was fun!
Well, I'll be honest, Boulder. It started out a little bit iffy, but I ended up having a lot of fun and enjoyment from Dragons and Dungeons.
Yeah, Docs, I have the actual books here, and he's going to hand the book to Doc.
Ah, yes, thank you. Boulder, it's actually called Dungeons and Dragons.
My bad. I must have read it upside down or something.
Then I go stick it on my bookshelf that I never look at.
Docs, don't you never really use that bookshelf?
No, I look at it all the time. First Wednesday of every month, to be exact.
Well, I mean, if you guys don't have anything else to do, then you want to maybe play a game of goldfish?
See, Boulder, I gotta go meet up with Delson. So, after that, though, right, Chuck?
Yeah, sure. I'm sure we'll have plenty of times after the big jobs coming up at the monoliths.
Yeah, totally.
All right, well, I guess I'll see you later.
All right, bye, guys.
Docs, I gotta talk to you about some stuff about Debauchery Tuesdays.
Docs already left the room.
And that's gonna, I guess, wrap it up, boys and girls. Thanks for playing tonight. I hope y'all actually had fun, guys.
I'm really sorry that I cheesed you out at the end.
No, that was actually perfect because we were getting near the end time, and
yeah, that's good. It was like, it was one of those unexpected moments. You're like, these two goofballs go and kill a dragon, and they end up like two-shotting it and just stake everything.
All right, boys. Well, in case he uses this, let's say goodbye to the good people who listen to us.
Bye, y'all.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
Bye. All right, we can hit stop now.